Yeah, we got Rangers baseball. We've always got Cowboys off-season football. But right now, just about everybody's interested in Stars hockey because they are making a playoff run. Big win in Game 1 the other night in Winnipeg against the Jets. Game 2 is tonight, 8:30 here on the ticket with Josh and Razor from Winnipeg. And we can't wait to see what Mikko Rantanen does for an encore. Incredible couple of games in a row. Incredible few games in a row, actually. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the man of the hour. We say good morning to the Stars' great Mikko Rantanen. You are on an incredible roll. Back-to-back hat tricks in playoff games. That's just unbelievable.
I think there's been a bit of a mistake here. This is not Mikko.
Who is this?
This is Nico.
Nico
Harrison.
Nico Harrison?
Yeah.
Well, what? I thought we had Mikko Rantanen on. What? Why didn't you tell our producer that you were Nico and not Mikko?
Well, I mean, the only reason I agreed to the interview was to have a chance to talk about hockey. Or really, any sport other than basketball, because I'm so basketballed out.
Oh, well, you're basketballed out?
Okay, well, this is quite a curveball, but I guess since we have Nico Harrison on and you want to talk hockey, I guess we can do that.
So you're asking my opinions on Mikko and the Stars, I guess, now.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, what about it? The advancing Game 7 and the back-to-back hat tricks and all that.
Ooh, good question. you know, Mikko has been incredible. And if I was the Stars GM, you know what I would do to reward Mikko for going, you know, having two consecutive hat tricks in as many playoff games.
What's that?
Trade him. I would trade him.
Can't make a trade.
So fast that he would have diarrhea.
That makes no sense.
This is accidentally Nico Harrison joining us on the ticket.
That's right. And yeah.
I know you don't want to talk basketball, but we have to ask you, are you glad the season's over since you became public enemy number one at Mavs games?
Ooh, good question there. That's really good. That's a good question. You know, I've learned a lot since the Luke trade and whatever his name was.
Luca, yeah.
Right. And I think the Adelsons have learned a lot, too. I think the Adelsons really get it now. And we're going to make some moves, I think, to really please fans in the off season.
Mm-hmm. So you got some plan, like what?
Oh, another great question. well, we're changing the name of the street in front of the AAC. We're changing it from Nowitzki Way to Adelson Way. I think that'll go over really well.
No, that will not go over well.
That's a terrible idea.
And the statue of Dirk is going to be put in storage, and we're going to put up a statue of Patrick DeMont wearing a propeller hat and eating a bag of Funyuns.
That will not go over well at all.
Terrible play.
I don't know. I think I trust our instincts on this more than yours. So
okay, well,
I don't know. We've been around here for a while. That's a really bad idea. And you made news this week. You fired pretty much your whole training staff again. What's up with that?
Oh, man, that's really an inspiring question. I do appreciate that one. Good question. And I really appreciate you asking it.
Sure.
I think the answer is I just really like blaming other people for our failures and what we've done. So I think that the training staff was really responsible for the Luke trade. And I also think it was Jason Kidd who was behind it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he was behind the trade.
Yeah, and even if, you know, let's not forget that the trade wasn't that bad. People are being so hard on it, saying it's the worst trade in NBA history, but they're forgetting Milwaukee trading Kareem to Los Angeles. That was the worst one. We're the second worst, so.
Oh, that's okay. That's still really bad, though.
Yeah.
You want everybody to know you're the second worst.
Only the second worst. Okay. I mean, think about it. We kind of made the playoffs, in a way.
And, play in.
and Luka and the Lakers were bounced in the first round, so it's not that big a deal.
Well,
people are making too big a deal of it.
Okay, I mean this year, but let's wait and look long term.
That's a great comment that you just said just then. And I really think it's great that you said it. And listen, Miko had consecutive hat tricks.
Uh-huh.
And you guys had consecutive failed voice bits now, 2 days in a row.
No, not at all.
And get on out of here and go mess up my life some more.
Okay.
Bye. Well, not Miko, but that's Nico Harrison. Talking Stars.
We'll try to get Miko ranting in on Monday.
Okay. To talk Mavs.
Maybe.